back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
Oz, you're off to Dubai.
I am this afternoon.
This
man.
Afternoon.
I'm going
or
to Dubai, yeah.
Early evening.
Going to be there for about 5-6 days.
Awesome.
It's all work related. It's all work
sure
related.
Sure it is, so. Oz, sure.
No, it is. I'm hosting a conference, a very big conference.
Are you telling me you're not going to be eating ribeye steaks or tomahawk steaks dipped in gold dust or whatever gold leaf?
No, because the company who's taking me is only offers me breakfast and lunch, no dinner.
Okay.
I have to buy my own dinner and I'm cheap.
So you're on your own.
For dinners.
I've got some suggestions for you, okay?
Really?
They come firsthand, not from myself, but from someone who goes
what's
to
the
Dubai.
Give me an idea.
Well, there's also the number guys. You can go there. But you've tried them, right?
You're not talking about what's his face?
No, not Salt Bae. No. I'm not going to suggest you going there because I know you're on a little bit of the budget and you're there to make money, not spending.
That's true. One trip there and I'll spend everything I'm earning, I think. So, yeah.
But I'll give you some suggestions.
You're going to hook me up?
I'm going to hook you up. During the next couple of songs, I'm going to make a list for you, okay?
Yeah. I've been studying what I can and cannot do in Dubai. Just not to get arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's some things you got to be careful of when you're heading over there. You got to research.
Yeah, that's also true.
You cannot swear in public, for example.
I would expect that was a
no
given.
Public affection at all.
Well, who are you going to do? Love yourself?
Well,
actually, you know what?
I've been trying to do that for years. It's just not working, Jay.
Just wait till you get back to the hotel room, please, Oz.
No, that's illegal.
We should all love ourselves.
Yeah,
more often. Just not public.
I don't know where you're going with
just
this,
not public.
I think we should just move forward, Jay, all right?
Move forward. Are you looking forward to the traffic? You think they'll have the same traffic issues like they had last year in November in Malta?
I don't know. I mean, look, we're all going to be in one area, so everything's happening in one area.
Ah.
It's called Festival City over there.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're staying in the hotel over there, so it's all going to be in one place. So, like, you know, a little taxi here,
I got a mate in Abu Dhabi, so if you can make it there at any one of your down in the evenings, let me know, and he'll hook you up.
You want me to go to an entirely different country?
No, it's not a different country.
Abu Dhabi.
City.
Yes, is it?
Yes.
So that's in the UAE?
Yes, of course it is.
I have no idea about geography. I just know there's Dubai and it's the Middle East.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner Oz.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Another story which excites me because we get to blame the British, all right? Now, we talked about the thing where people around locally here were wearing bikinis. And
yes.
Some people were not happy about it,
yes.
As we mentioned. Well, there's a place in Portugal called Albufeira, okay?
Sounds nice.
Apparently, it's a stunning little destination. It's a gorgeous, whitewashed old town, golden beaches. In the evening, there's the strip where most of the young people go. And this is where the problem has arisen, Jay, because all these young people, again, the Brits, all right? Just want to throw that in there.
You sure they're just Brits?
I don't know, but the story says Brits.
Then it's the Brits.
So this law is being introduced in the near future because of the Brits, okay?
Right.
So these youngsters were going out in their bikinis, you know, and the short shorts and all this sort of stuff at night. And they have decided that they are going to put in place a law where if you are caught in skimpy clothing, you will be fined £1,500.
Damn!
Go for it.
That's like 3-4 times the amount of the Brits paid to go on holiday.
Bring down the hammer. Go for it. I love it.
Man, the Portuguese don't mess around.
Listen, I have a lot of British friends, okay? I do love them in general, but there are a bunch who really, when they go abroad, they do not respect
I hear you.
And they act nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like they've been in a cage for 20 years, and all of a sudden, you let the tiger out.
They're definitely not like the Japanese tourists, as we saw in the World Cup, for example.
That's right, yes.
They clean up after themselves completely.
That was wonderful.
That was incredible.
That's humanity. That's how humanity should be. We all should take a lesson from that.
Absolutely. Now, this is not exclusive to Portugal. We mentioned Singapore last week.
Last week, we mentioned a few.
Yeah, and in Athens, and in places like the Acropolis in Greece, wearing high heels is banned to protect the ancient stonework. And fines can vary. So if you're wearing 6-inch heels,
right.
Jay Shimulta.
What about if you have like stilettos?
Yeah.
Listen,
if they're bigger than 6 inches.
I'm sorry to say this, but what kind of donut do you have to be to visit the Acropolis in high heels?
Probably someone from Newcastle. I don't know.
I think that not they shouldn't be fined. They should be sent to Guantanamo and never heard from again.
Get those
Geordie Shores pumps out of here.
That is the level of that stupidity. Anyway, moving on. In Turin, dog owners must walk their pets at least 3 times a day or they could face fines up to 500 euros.
Wow.
I'm never going to live in Turin. I'm too lazy for that.
Never. How about this in Denmark, Oz? Yeah. Denmark know what's up. They got a list of pre-approved baby names. So if you, this is amazing. If you want something unusual, you must get permission or you could be fined. That's going to put an end to all the Shalazneas.
Mr. Abella, if you are listening to the show, next time you are in...
Doctor, please, doctor.
Scusami. Dr. Abella, next time you are... What do they call it here when they meet up?
Yes, yeah. When
you're in that the legislature, whatever.
Congregate to pass the laws.
Absolutely.
In parliament, did you mean?
This one I support, and so does Jane.
Yes, okay? I support this.
And if you're listening out there, I've said this message before in the past. If you're out there listening and you are thinking about a cray-cray name for your child, think about what they're going to go through.
Exactly.
And the teasing they're going to get.
If you want to go crazy with names, go crazy with your house name, your flat name, the bumper sticker on your car, your number plate. Go crazy. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, even though that will also annoy me.
That's okay,
but that's
though.
Just me personally. You have the right to do it, okay?
Everything annoys you up.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
White lies, Jay. Kids. Now, I'm pretty sure that I might have... I wouldn't call it a white lie, just a slight exaggeration.
You know?
Regarding how good I was as a rugby player. I'm sure I told them that I was top level, gold medal, I don't know, but something like that.
My mother-in-law still goes on. Sorry, Sue, for throwing you under the bus. She still goes on about her days at all the ribbons, awards, trophies, and medals she won playing basketball.
Lies.
I was like, you're 4'9".
Oh, lies.
Were
4'9".
Wait, you're 4'9". Was your competition Oompa Loompas?
I think it was a half court, you know, made for shorter people. So I think that was, I used to white lie a lot about stealing their food. That I know for a fact.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, I'd yeah, say, yeah, like, for sure, for sure.
Your mom threw it out.
I'm currently going around like the father, like Terry Crews in Everybody Hates Chris. Right. That's 17 cents worth of bread. Hey, that's 33 cents worth of pasta.
But come on, what lie did you say to, you know, put yourself up on a pedestal?
Well,
with the kids.
I mean, they asked me, like, we were watching something, a TV show, and the kids were fighting. Did you ever fight at school? I was like, no, as if.
Yeah.
I was so good at school.
Yeah.
Never got into trouble ever.
They probably said, like, Dan, have you ever seen that? Yeah, I saw it. I own it. I'll show you one day. Don't worry about it.
I'll show you one day. It's tucked away for your inheritance.
Now, we have to refer to a clip here, Jay, which is quite amazing that the person on the receiving end believed it so easily.
Yes.
But anyway, it's about burgers and a specific burger.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Listen to this.
This is a dad explaining to their daughter,
I believe so, yeah.
Have a listen to this lie.
Didn't every teenage boy work at McDonald's? I invented the Big Mac. I was working. I got hungry. Boss came in and says, what are you eating? And I'm like, I don't know, man, but it's big. And his name was Mac. I'm like, it's Big Mac. Thus, the Big Mac was born.
You seriously invented the Big Mac?
I seriously invented the Big Mac. To all be petty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
And it was because your boss's name was Mac?
Yeah, his name was Mac. They allowed us to make food back there, back in the day. And I put a bun in the middle, which he was like, what the hell? We've never done that. It's like two burgers in one. It's like a thing.
I love this.
That's the mother laughing.
This is great.
That's one of the biggest lies ever.
You know.
I mean,
if any normal child would say, "How come we ain't rich, Daddy?"
She probably said, "Why do we live in a trailer then?" I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, Dad.
I was robbed, daughter. I was robbed.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
You know the problem with Kilimanjaro, Jay?
It's too far?
No, you got to climb up it.
Oh, yeah.
The view's
nice,
but how you get there is a bit of an issue.
I went... Oh, man, can you imagine? You can zip line down it? That would be awesome.
It would be pretty cool. I hope that this asteroid is not going to hit Kilimanjaro. That would be bad.
Or at least I hope this asteroid won't hit until I get to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Apparently, I don't know, there's some science going around. You know, they do this about every year, right? They come out with a story.
There's always...
That an asteroid is on the way, and this is 2026, 27, whatever.
Yeah,
they're saying it's like 100 meters long. I don't know.
Yeah, and then we learned it's like 1.7 million miles away.
Yeah. But close shave.
In the cosmos, it's a close shave, right?
So we have to discuss who we're going to send up to combat. Who's going to take care of this asteroid? Who are we going to send up to get this sorted? Now, we spoke to Lorenzo, Luca Lorenzo, a little bit earlier, and he said the Expendables, the cast of the Expendables, which is a good show.
Like a modern day Armageddon.
Yeah, even though they're all like really old in the film. But anyway, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Mel Gibson, Wesley Snipes, Dolph Lundgren, Harrison Ford, Antonio Banderas, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jet Li. I think they could handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good answer.
I think even Chuck Norris was in one of them, too.
Could be. Could be, yeah, with those tight jeans. Anyway, we have a different opinion. We discussed this.
We do.
Who's going to reveal? You or me?
You. Go ahead.
Okay.
I think this person could out-scare the asteroid, you know, compared to the Expendables.
Just one punch.
Just one punch?
Just one punch. We believe that Yasmin Zamit Stevens should go up on behalf of the Maltese people and the Gozitans and those who reside in Camino and Filfla, just to be safe. We need to send up Yasmin because she's strong.
Yeah.
She's courageous. She's got focus.
And for backup, just in case she needs
it.
Shandra Grech.
Yes, it can bounce off his hair.
Exactly.
That beautiful weave he's got.
Illustrious.
Act like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.